The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, now I'm joined by Diarmaid Gavin, who's going to tell us an extraordinary and, I suppose, ultimately tragic tale.
It is a little bit. It's about a remarkable woman in horticulture, born in the 1850s, 1858 in Britain. Her name was Ellen Wilmot, and she's associated mainly with gardeners. About this story, that she was a very grand gardener, very wealthy gardener, and she used to go around and visit other people's gardens. And the story was that she would have in her pockets, discreetly hidden, handfuls of seeds of a very prickly, very large thistle. And she would sprinkle this around the place. And the following year, maybe, they would germinate and they would flourish.
Was it seen as an act of vindictiveness to destroy other people's gardens?
Nobody knew. Nobody knew. But it suited her character. So the following year they germinate and they became known as Miss Wilmot's Ghost. Now, nobody knows if this actually happened, because even though she was born in the 1850s, the story first emerged in the 1980s. And okay. It's a great story.
It's a great story. Never let the truth get in the way of a great story. Now, she was about to be awarded the Royal Horticultural Society's most prestigious award, the Victoria Medal of Honour. And was this the first time it was ever bestowed on a woman?
Yes, and it was been bestowed on two women at the same time in 1897. So this was a very big deal. I mean, it's quite remarkable that it was bestowed on about 80 men at the same time and two women. One of the women was Gertrude Jekyll, who we've talked about before, mm-hmm. who would have been the perfecter of the English flower garden. And Ellen Wilmot worked with her. So Gertrude Jekyll kind of painted the pictures in flowers in these great estates in her own garden in Monkstead Wood, and Ellen Wilmot supplied the paint. So she partly sponsored plant hunters to go out around the world. They came back. She was an absolutely brilliant propagator when nobody else could germinate some of these seeds that were sent back by people like Ernest Wilson to many of the sponsors. She supplied the paint and she was able to germinate.
So she's about to get this medal, and the town crier, whoever, says, "Miss Ellen Wilmot."
That's
no
right.
Sign. No.
So it's a packed room. There's all the dignitaries up on the podium. This was a major event because she was a superstar of the day. He calls her name out, Miss Ellen Wilmot. Silence. Muttering goes around the room. Silence again. He calls the name out again and nothing. And she was a no-show. And people thought that this, because a woman was meant to be really appreciative of this award back in 1897, people thought this was the ultimate snub to this august institution, which is still going strong, the Royal Horticultural Society. And it is, nobody knew why. Nobody knew what she had to gain.
And we have discovered since, which you'll tell us in a few minutes. But first of all, let's talk about the woman herself. She was very wealthy, inherited wealth.
Inherited wealth. So her father was very wealthy. Her godmother never married. She left her, in effect, millions. Actually, when she was about 7 years of age, she was presented with a cheque for £7,000, which is, back in those days, that would have been an incredible fortune. At one stage, she asked her dad, could she create a rockery? Her mother had given her a book by Irish gardener William Robinson on the flower garden. So she was heavily influenced by this, already knew that she wanted to work with in gardening and in music, photography. So she was accomplished in all those forms. But her father said, yes, she could build this rockery as long as it was not in sight of his study in the house in Waverley Place in Basildon in Essex. And soon enough, she had the best rockery makers in all of Britain from Yorkshire come down and build this most magnificent creation. So maybe he should have had a glimpse of that through his window.
Now, she had three gardens in her life, and very expensive gardens.
So she spent all her money on plants, to, in the end, her detriment. She built up this garden, Waverley Place. She built a ravine that was 600 metres long. She was particularly interested in alpines and rock gardening and that type of planting. And then she built a garden in the French Alps because she really wanted to grow a vast range of plants. She wasn't particularly a garden designer. She was a plants person. So she knew her plants. She knew what they liked. She knew what they wanted. And then in the Italian Italian Riviera, she built a third garden. Mm. But this was to be the
and
river.
She, what, 100 people working for
she
her?
She had 140 gardeners working for her, and all of them trembled because if a weed arrived in the wrong place, you might be sacked.
You might be sacked. Now, another eccentricity reported of her was that she carried a knuckle duster and a pistol about her person wherever she went. And this will be explained when we come to the denouement.
Isn't that quite amazing? So for her, a wealthy woman of her status who was celebrated, who was a photographer whose pictures were printed on a weekly basis in the magazine called The Garden. So a pioneering photographer, she was reputed to.
And this wasn't a day when you take out your phone and take a snap.
No.
This had glass plates and tripods and long exposures.
So she would lift the big box camera and the footman would lift the heavy glass plates. Mm. And the photographs, which are in black and white, are really quite extraordinary. And she was reacting against formal Victorian gardens and kind of presenting a picture and influencing us, therefore, of a much more relaxed way of looking at plants and nature.
Now, she had loads of money starting out, but with three gardens and 100 gardeners, she actually went broke.
And absolutely broke. So Agrecia, she overspent on maintaining these properties in three different countries and lost pretty much everything, was left living in the old dusty house with big old dusty antiques, but nothing else. But she would still, you know, go up to London on the train. She lost the car, she lost the chauffeur, she lost everything like that. She was still influential, but it was a very sad end.
Okay, so she had to trudge from the house to the train station, which explains the weaponry.
It explains because that was a 2 mile journey. The house was on its own in the middle of vast lands and whatever. So she would have been one person, one lady of a certain age living on her own. And these were for her own protection.
For her own protection that she carried. Yep. Now, the truth eventually emerged as to why she never showed up for the Royal Horticultural Society.
So her belongings were after she passed were sent to her sister's house. Her sister had married into a different estate. And the chest with all her personal papers and bars of chocolate and mouse skeletons and whatever was only opened really in the last 10 years. And thousands of documents that came from that were examined. And the reason that she hadn't turned up was she had been having this affair with a young lady who was a lady-in-waiting to Queen Mary. And she had found out the day before she was due to be honoured with this Victoria medal that the lady was due to get married in an inappropriate match, she felt, to a guy who was landed but 35 years her elder.
So her heart was broken.
Her heart was absolutely broken and she fled to France.
So her end?
Her end, well, she's now been kind of rehabilitated. Certainly her name and the family name is on a host of different plants, from roses to daffodils to some that Ernest Wilson sent back named after her. So she has been rehabilitated. The family house now is run, owned by the Essex Wildlife Trust. So that's run as a nature reserve. Little remains of the house, some elements of the conservatory are still there. But she is known as one of these three people, Irishman William Robinson, Gertrude Jekyll and Ellen Wilner, who changed the way we look at gardens.
Dermot Gavin, Chelsea gold medal winner and much else besides Dermot, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.